That's the new Chanel. She calls that one Believe on Praise Your Inspiration Station. It is a What You Think Thursday. You say what?
My question is really long, but I really need to talk to you, and it's really bothering, really bad. Okay, my daughter, she had her own home, and she had a baby by a married man. And now she don't have a home. She's living with me, and he's there, and he's living in my garage, and he's not helping pay bills or anything. And my daughter loved him, but I don't think he loved her, because if he did, he would be more than...
Stop talking. Let me tell you something. First of all, you are letting him live in your garage, right?
Yes.
Yes. And this is your house, right?
Yeah.
All right. So these things that you're upset about, you have control over. If he is not married to your daughter, but you have allowed him to have his cake and eat it too, the only person you should be upset with is you.
Okay.
So you have allowed your daughter to watch you let a married man live in your garage because his wife has put him out. He's still married, and you are hoping that he would get a divorce and do the right thing.
Yeah.
You are out of order. Because the right thing would have been to stay with his wife because he's married.
Okay.
However, he is a grown man making grown man decisions.
Okay.
If he has been kicked out of his house, your house is not the house for him to come to.
Right.
Your daughter is a grown woman making grown woman decisions. But you have allowed her to come back home, lose her house, stay with you in the big house while she has her peace. Her husband, not husband, baby daddy, somebody else's husband, living in the garage. And then you want to be upset about the decisions you've made about your own house. Your daughter's wrong. The boyfriend slash husband, baby daddy's wrong. And the only one you need to be upset at about it is you for allowing him to stay there.
Right. And my daughter, she's working. She's paying everything. I mean, she's paying her two children, their, you know, their daycare and the school and everything.
What is he paying?
You know, huh?
What is he paying?
He's not paying anything right now. He's just beginning to start working. He's trying, but I don't want him there, Lonnie. Now, I really don't want him there, although he's trying. But the thing of it is, his spirit is not good for me.
Let me tell you why his spirit is not good for you. It's because you're condoning a child not only out of wedlock, but out of fornication and adultery.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the foundations that he has come into your house on.
Okay.
And it has shaken the foundation of your house. You have got to take back what the enemy is trying to steal from you. Now, can they be together? Can they still see each other? That is a decision for them to make as grown adults. That is not for me to judge. We can only deal with this problem from your perspective, the homeowner, the mother.
Right.
How old are you?
I am 59 years old.
Yeah, it's too much. You don't need to go through that.
It really is.
However, what I need you to make sure you put in your mind is after this phone call is over,
yes,
this problem is still yours. What you do with it has everything to do with your next level of happiness, all right?
Okay.
I love you, Mom.
Honey, I love you.
All right, be good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's a What You Think Thursday at 877-545-6643. No subject is taboo on The Lonnie Hunter Show. On Praise.